Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like and a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's John Ostakovich, and here's what's happening. A police officer was sent to the hospital after being shot yesterday in Pottstown, according to the Montgomery County District Attorney's Office. Police were called to a third-floor apartment on Chestnut Street just after 4 in the afternoon in response to a domestic disturbance. Officials say that's where they found William Ciccoli, Jr., arguing with a woman. According to investigators, Ciccoli got into it with one of the responding officers as well, then tried to get the cop's gun from its holster. Police say during the resulting struggle, the gun went off and hit the officer in the right hip. Our partners at NBC 10 spoke with Nick Falco, who lives in the building next door, and witnessed some of the aftermath.
We've seen a bunch of people coming out in handcuffs, and that's about all I really saw. They just moved in about 2 months ago.
The officer was taken to a nearby hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. A section of Charlotte Street near Chestnut Street was shut down for a number of hours last night due to the investigation, which is ongoing. Police say Ciccoli was arrested. A 42-year-old Levittown man is sentenced to decades in prison for sexually abusing children when he worked for an after-school program in the early 2000s. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Gerald Spoto is sentenced to 35 to 88 years in prison for sexually assaulting seven boys, six who met Spoto when he was working at the after-school program in the Chamonix Kids Club in the early 2000s when they were between the ages of 9 and 12, and another 13-year-old in 2021. Investigators say some parents who met Spoto through the Chamonix Kids Club also hired him to babysit. Prosecutors call the impact Spoto had on his victims incredible and heartbreaking and asked for a higher sentence in the aggravated range because of the ongoing abuse and what they call his high level of grooming victims before he sexually assaulted them. Some of Spoto's victims describe ongoing emotional effects, including depression, suicidal thoughts, and substance abuse. Spoto pleaded guilty to nearly three dozen charges earlier this year, the majority felonies.
Philadelphia police are trying to identify and find several suspects caught on video assaulting a woman during a rowdy illegal car meetup in South Philly in September. The story from KYW's Sonny Morgan.
Police are hoping surveillance footage of the attack will help them find the individuals involved in both the assault and illegal car meet. It happened around 1:40 a.m. on September 22nd at 25th and Washington Avenue in South Philly. That's when Inspector Ray Evers says the victim, who lives nearby, heard noise and smelled burning tires.
She looked outside and saw the active car meet. She saw people standing on her car. So she went outside to tell the people to get off her car, and during that, a confrontation happened where she was struck by a female in the back.
After that, Evers says a man threw a traffic barrel to her back and knocked her to the ground. Moments later, police say a man pointed a gun at the woman.
She hears a gunshot. We did find an FCC, a cartridge casing outside on the street.
That gunshot, they say, was fired in the air as the woman was being attacked. Evers says that detectives are looking for the three people who took part in the attack, as well as vehicles and other individuals who participated in the illegal car meet.
We are not stopping this investigation whatsoever. We're looking into every video, every Instagram.
The surveillance footage can be seen on our website at kywnewsradio.com, and police are asking anyone with information to call them.
There's a display of optimism from the head of SEPTA as negotiations Americans continue to try to avert a strike threatened by SEPTA drivers. KYW's Mike DiNardo with the latest.
A week after the expiration of their contract, SEPTA City Transit operators are still on the job. SEPTA General Manager Leslie Richards says it's encouraging that negotiations toward a new contract are still going on.
They have been productive and happy to report that there's ongoing discussions. You know, the last thing you want to hear is that they've stopped.
But she says it's difficult to negotiate raises when SEPTA's facing a $153 million deficit this year and has already announced plans for fare increases and service cuts. At the same time, Transport Workers Union Local 234 has been talking with the city's blue-collar workers union about a possible joint strike at any time, while the contract for suburban SEPTA drivers runs out Monday night. There has been a call for the governor to flex federal highway funds over to mass transit to help SEPTA continue. Richards says the fact that those discussions are going on is a good thing as well.
People have said that I'm an optimist, and I am, so still hoping.
A person and a dog bitten by a fox in Gloucester Township last week are under treatment for rabies exposure. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
Kempton County officials say on November 8th, two people were walking a dog in Gloucester Township. The exact location isn't being disclosed due to HIPAA privacy rules when a fox approached and attacked the dog. One of the individuals attempted to separate the fox and dog when they were bitten by the fox. The fox was captured by animal control and testing was arranged by a state health facility in Trenton. Results are now back and show the wild animal tested positive for rabies. The exposed individual started receiving post-exposure prophylaxis for rabies. The dog was given a rabies booster shot and will be under confinement and observation for 4 months. The fox was euthanized. Kempton County officials say although rabies is a serious illness, it can be prevented by early treatment. If a person or pet has been bitten or scratched by a wild animal, health experts say it's important to seek immediate medical attention.
That's the All Local. I'm John Ostakovich. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.